Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 4 and 5, from the Message. Old men and old women will come back to Jerusalem, sit on benches in the streets and spin tales, move around safely with their canes, a good city to grow old in. And boys and girls will fill the public parks, laughing and playing, a good city to grow up in.
Hi, my name is Jack Jones, and I'm in eighth grade, and this was my second year doing the Pittsburgh Project trip. The alarm screamed in my ears, 7:15 a.m. Great, another day on the road ahead of us. I gather my things, toss them into the car, and head over to First Press to meet everyone, say our goodbyes, and move out. 8 hours later, we pulled into the parking lot of the Pittsburgh Project. Tons of kids were piling into the front doors to get good bunks in the dorms. But now you get used to the people you'll be spending the next week with. What seems to be hundreds of new faces surround you and watch your every move. You get unpacked and head off to Mixers, one of the awkwardest group meetings you'll come across, but at the end you'll have a smile on your face. Later on, you get to meet your homeowner that you'll be working for, and you can start assessing the objectives you need to complete. The next day is very difficult to wake up. A tough day lies ahead, and everyone knows it. Breakfast, then a fun worship, and then the staff's annual skit. After those fun activities, you head over to the worksite. I guess I had first day jitters and was terrified of messing up. The homeowner understood mistakes, though, which lightened the load. You get to know your crew and become really close friends. After the first day, everyone is wiped. You get back, take the greatest shower you'll ever feel, and then have some free time before dinner. Hopefully now you've opened up to a few new strangers and made new friends. After an enjoyable day and a shower with a bit of food, everyone is back and recharged for the next day, which will be even more memorable, Homeowner Night. Homeowner Night is one of the most moving experiences of my life. I was nearly brought to tears, and so were others. It's great to know how thankful they are for what we were doing. It is a great feeling. The next day, sadly, is your final day. You're saying goodbye, giving hugs and thanks, and you are hoping next year will come really soon to meet new people, have a great time, and change someone's life.
Good morning. My name is Dana Elphick. This past summer was my fourth time attending the Pittsburgh Project. My experience at Pittsburgh this year was not like any other. My group this summer worked very hard on our homeowner Pearl's house and got a lot of work done day by day. My group included Lydia Nathans, Dave Dierksen, and I, as well as three other girls from the city of Pittsburgh. In just 5 days of work, my group weeded out a full yard of fully grown trees and plants, as well as painting a room inside the house. We also touched up some exterior parts of the porch with paint. My group and I bonded very well and became closer throughout the week, which is one thing I always love about the Pittsburgh Project. My favorite part of the trip to look back on is remembering all of the people that I meet throughout my time at Pittsburgh. Not only do I meet new people from different states and cities every year, but I bond the most with my own church, which is the best thing about the trip in my view. Becoming closer with this church every year is something that I always look forward to every summer, because I feel as if we are very close by the time we arrive back at the church on the last day of the trip. Overall, the relationships that I make at Pittsburgh every year in and out of our church are a once-in-a-lifetime experience and my personal favorite part of the Pittsburgh Project week. The Pittsburgh Project this year has also taught me how to become closer with God in many ways. One of the main messages of the week was that God has endless love for us and is always forgiving. This reminder helped me to feel closer to God and able to talk to Him at any time in my life. We are also reminded at the Pittsburgh Project that we are not just there to work, but to love one another and find God in our lives and talk to Him every day. Sometimes I will get too engaged in my life and forget about God's importance. I will, throughout the year, forget to talk to God and thank Him for my health, my family, and my friends in my life. From my past summers at Pittsburgh, I am reminded to communicate with God in my life every day and be thankful for all that He has given me. Overall, my week at Pittsburgh not only helps me create relationships with people there, but also helps me build a strong bond with God as well. At the end of every trip, our church's leaders ask us to write a reflection on our week and discuss the impact that it put on our overall lives. For my first 3 years of attending the Pittsburgh Project, my reflection was always the same. It consisted of me rambling on about how thankful I am for what I have and how I should feel lucky for my family and belongings when I am living my everyday life in Caldwell. This past year, I looked at this view completely different. I realized that although these small neighborhoods in Pittsburgh are not the same as what I'm used to, they are not inferior to Caldwell. When I really looked around at the neighborhood that I was in while cleaning the windows on the roof, I always noticed people. There was always people walking around the streets and going to each other's houses. Everyone is always talking and conversing with their neighbors, which is something we don't always see here in our towns. My personal experience with my homeowner, Pearl, was also very special to me. Pearl is extremely generous and caring towards every member of my group every day. She sincerely offered to buy my group anything we wanted with her own food stamps. The fact that she was willing to let us strangers in her house, as well as use her own limited resources to keep us happy, was very inspiring to me. Pearl also told us stories about her grandchildren, her own children, and how proud she was of her recently graduated daughter. I always enjoyed listening to Pearl's stories about her family because I could sense the pride and happiness in her voice, which made me always want to hear more. I found Pearl and her family to be very uplifting spirits, and I was happy to live their everyday lives for a week. What I took out of this year was much more than years past, which is why this specific Pittsburgh trip was very memorable for me. I realized that living in places like those Pittsburgh neighborhoods are just as great as living here in Caldwell, as long as you appreciate the little things in life because those are most important. I also learned that as long as you love your family and keep those close to you and the things that matter most, then you have everything you need. Overall, this year's Pittsburgh trip was very special to me, and I'm already excited for next year. To anyone who has ever wanted to come to the Pittsburgh trip or wasn't sure if they should, I highly recommend it because it has changed my life and put a very positive impact on my life. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Patrick McGuire, and I'm a sophomore at James Caldwell High School, and this year is my third year doing the Pittsburgh Project. For anyone here today who is on the fence about doing the Pittsburgh Project next year, I strongly recommend doing it. You will meet an abundance of kind, welcoming people who share the same intention as you, which is to help the less fortunate. After a whole Pittsburgh experience, you may gain certain things from it. One thing is some better insight on what the world is like, making you less naive to the problems the world deals with today. It's good not to take all the things we have for granted and to give back to the people who need it most. Another thing you will gain is a feeling of satisfaction and warmth that you have done something good and knowing that you have made a difference. The result of what your house will be in the end can blow your mind, and you should be able to take pride in that. Pittsburgh also presents the opportunity of making good relationships with the people there, and maybe even your homeowner. I've had many conversations over the phone with my homeowner ever since my trip, which was in late July. The staff that works at the project is really helpful and welcoming to all people who want to talk or have questions about what they should expect. They definitely make the week a lot easier and less stressful. Usually a tech guy from the project is assigned to a group to help assist with the more heavy-duty jobs at a work site. Although the Pittsburgh Project is a work camp, there are many other meaningful things which Pittsburgh has to offer. For example, after a week in Pittsburgh, you may see your relationship with God increase because you have been his servant. Also, a good amount of group bonding happens either with your group or people you just never got to know from your church. For all these reasons, I really hope I encourage someone today to sign up and do the Pittsburgh Project. You won't regret it, and it is a great experience. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Francesca Valley, and I'm in the eighth grade. This was my second year at the Pittsburgh Project, and I can't say I can compare the two trips. The first book or movie in a series is usually known as the best. This applied before I came for a second year this year. After this week, I really can't say one is better than the other. This trip impacts everyone on it in different ways. I think that's great. I even plan to come back next summer because this is definitely my favorite week of the year, and I do believe this trip has changed me for the better. This trip affects my relationship with my friends, my family, and everyone around me, even strangers, like my homeowners. Speaking of homeowners, all the homeowners I've had were the sweetest people ever. Not only does this trip affect the campers, it affects the homeowners. On our last day this year, our homeowner was so impressed and pleased with our work, she prayed with us, even when we didn't finish all of our work. She showed great respect, and so did everyone who worked at the project. I'm always so happy to pull up into campus and meet new friends. I love this project and this week of the summer. This trip is the best trip ever, and I will never forget it. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Abigail Labette, and I am a senior at James Caldwell High School. And this past trip to Pittsburgh was my sixth time going to the project. Six times is clearly a lot of times to pack a couple of enormous duffel bags and travel approximately 8 hours to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to do manual labor for people that I just met. And although some people might not view that as the best week ever, Pittsburgh for me is always one of the highlights of my year. Not only is it incredibly fun getting to meet new people from all across the eastern region of America, but it's also really humbling to be able to go out into the surrounding areas of Pittsburgh and meet the people who you'll be working for. This year, I had the pleasure of being in a work group with Doug Dierickson, Sophie Wensky, Dean Pesciuto, Pat McGuire, who you just heard speak, and two other girls from Pennsylvania. We worked painting and roofing the house of Karen Dunn, a woman in her mid-60s, living with her daughter and three grandchildren. Though I had a fantastic homeowner experience at Pittsburgh this year, I'm not going to talk as much about my worksite experience as I am my spiritual journey and what I learned from other campers during the week, because this year was a bit different for me than past years. This year, for whatever reason, my discussion group played a big role in my Pittsburgh experience. Discussion groups are comprised of about 15 to 25 people from other work groups and churches mixed in with the people from my work group, and it was crucial in my self-reflection and finding God during the week. Discussion groups met almost every day during the evening after the workday was finished, and we talked about how we found God and experiences in which we found God. One person in particular whose story struck a chord with me was that of a boy named John who had a chronic pain disorder that caused him to be in pain all day every day since he was little, and the pain only intensified when he did work. He told the group about how he found God when he realized that he is a child of God even though he had the disorder, and that God loved him nonetheless. It was very difficult for him to do the work that week, but he knew that he was doing God's work and enjoyed every second of it. He was truly an inspiration to me, and I could tell that even when I talked to him one-on-one, he was very grateful for being at the Pittsburgh Project and the experiences that he had. I admire John. It's not easy to have such a great relationship with God, especially when there are constant distractions and doubt when you feel like you can't maintain the relationship. I struggled a lot with my own relationship with God in the past couple years, but it was this year at the project that I found God again. As some of you may know, I had been going through a lot in the past couple of years with my relationships with other people, and during that time, I not only lost myself, but I lost God as well. I turned away from God when I should have turned toward Him, and I was having a lot of doubt, wondering frequently why God would let that happen to me. It was such a terrible feeling that lingered for so much time that I felt hopeless and like I couldn't find God again. But at the project, I felt the very powerful presence of God every day in worship, and I felt the connection once more. It took quite some time, but I now realize that I'm grateful for the past couple of years because it turned me around to rekindle my relationship with God. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and it was the Pittsburgh project that catalyzed not only my recovery process, but my ever-changing and growing relationship with God. I'm very thankful to have had so many amazing experiences there, and I can't wait to go back to Pittsburgh again next year. Thank you.
Well, thank you, young people, for sharing in such a way. If you've ever been to Pittsburgh Project, not just this past summer, but ever, either as a camper or an advisor, would you just stand up and let's see y'all? Yeah, okay, got some in the balcony. You know, it's great to be part of a congregation that takes seriously the call to, okay, you can be seated, thank you. The call to nurture children and youth in the faith, and to provide opportunities to be in mission, such as Pittsburgh Project. This church takes very seriously the call to mission, as our hymn reminds us. Let's stand and sing together, hymn number 733.